Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Dave Duryea. He is an author and financial advisor and has been active in consulting to small businesses for over 40 years. He has had a 16-year career in banking, founded and ran his own consulting business, and was a managing principal in a major CPA firm. He is the author of a 5-star rated Amazon bestseller, 60-Minute CFO, Bridging the Gap Between Business Owner, Banker, and CPA. Mr. Duryea has a BA and an MBA in finance from the University of Washington. He currently resides part-time in Austin, Texas, and Hood River, Oregon, two great places in the U.S. And Mr. Duryea, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. They are two great places in the United States. A pleasure to be here.
And our pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for your time. Now, your book, 60 Minutes CFO, deals with bridging the communications gap between banker and business owner. Can you expand a little bit on that to get things underway?
Yes, the reality is that business owners have sort of a love-hate relationship with their banker. On the one hand, they are certainly happy to receive much-needed financial assistance for their business. And on the other hand, the banker tends to speak in terms that are often unfamiliar to the business owner. And sometimes they have a difficult time understanding how approval are made. So they tend to think that, well, the only time you can get a loan from a bank is when you don't really need one. And while that's not true, that's kind of in the back of their minds when they're trying to deal with the banker and understand the process.
That's certainly some helpful information, and mindset seems to be an important role in that as well. What are your suggestions on how a business owner can better communicate with their banker?
I outlined 4 rules for dealing with a banker in my book. And the first one is to be prepared. We know what the banker is going to ask. We know what they want to learn about the business. So let's go into the bank with all of that prepared ahead of time and really take the time to educate the banker on the business. We don't want to assume that the banker knows anything about the business. We want to educate the banker about the financial strengths and all of the details, the operations of the company. So the banker has a lot of their questions answered as soon as we walk in the door.
Preparation, another key factor in dealing with your banker for sure and trying to get a loan. Now, what all should be included in that analysis?
Well, there's 2 things that need to be covered. The first one is the historical analysis of the financial strengths of the business. And the first 4 chapters in the book talk about the relationships that need to be calculated to establish what the strengths, the financial strengths of the company are, areas that might need improvement. We want to comment on those, obviously, and portray the strengths of the business. So we take a look at the history. We're gonna use 2 to 3 to 4 years of history in terms of looking at these relationships and be able to intelligently discuss that with the banker. The second thing, and this is really the most important aspect of this whole process, is to forecast financial statements, forecast the balance sheet and the income statement for the coming year, as well as the cash flow, which are going to indicate how the company is going to be able to pay back what they're asking for. This is forecasting. This is something which probably less than 5% of all business owners do. And there is a very excellent software workbook which I have developed, which they can just download from my website, which will allow them to not only do all of the analysis, but the forecasting as well. It's called Business Mastery, and it's available for a complimentary download. So we're going in there with an analysis of the past and a forecast of the future. And it's very, very impressive when this happens. As you indicate, I spent a lot of years, I was 16 years as a lending officer at a bank, and not once did anyone come in with this kind of information. So it's going to be very impressive to the banker when you have laid all of this out for them ahead of time. I can also supply, if they ask me, for the industry averages for these ratios so that they can include that in the package. And the industry averages are what the bank is going to use to analyze the company. And so we've basically done a lot of work for them and supplied them with the information which they need to make a decision.
We are joined by Mr. Dave Duryea, an author and financial advisor, as we mentioned, and has been active in consulting to small businesses for over 40 years. He's the author of the 5-star rated Amazon bestseller, 60 Minute CFO, Bridging the Gap Between Business Owner, Banker, and CPA. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Duryea, it sounds like a great start in dealing with the bank. What are the other suggestions that you would have in these regards?
Well, I think it's important to establish a good relationship with the banker. This isn't necessarily true with other advisors that the company has, but it is with the bank because they have something that the business needs, and we want to have a good relationship. We want to have a good personal relationship. Hopefully, this is someone that we like and that we respect. And so we want to take the time to establish a relationship. We maybe attend some social events, perhaps a sporting event or something of that kind, and meet with them outside perhaps the business environment. I think that establishing a good relationship is really fundamentally important. Along those lines, we also want to know something about who that person reports to, because we know that perhaps they're going to be transferred at some point and we don't want to start completely over with someone else. So we just want to make sure that the bank understands what the business needs, that we know what the succession is there perhaps at the bank. And the primary aspect of that is to really have a relationship outside really the business one that's from the banker to the borrower.
Now, the title of your book is quite interesting. Where did you come up with the name 60 Minute CFO? I'd like to hear your input on that.
Well, it really came from two aspects of all of this. We want to make this, we want to make business finance really easy to understand and talk about it in basic terms, clear and simple English that a non-financial person can understand. And so if we look at just the first four chapters of the book, which are outlining the balance sheet, the income statement, measuring operating performance, and the very important aspect of cash flow, if they read the first four chapters, they're going to know everything that they need to know about analyzing financial statements. It is not complicated. It doesn't have to be mysterious. It's easily described in very clear and simple terms. So a 60-minute, reading those first four chapters is not going to take longer than 60 minutes. We don't need to make them into a financial analyst, or we don't need to make them into a full-time CFO. We just need to get them to the basic level of understanding what's required in analyzing financial statements. And that's what the first four chapters do. Then, with the software, the Business Mastery software, which they can download, they can input their data, their income statement and balance sheets every month. And all of the calculations are done for them so that with no more than a 60-minute review on a monthly basis, they're going to have the advantage of looking at these relationships every month and within a short period of time, they're going to really understand what it all means and without even thinking about it. So 60 minutes to read the first four chapters, 60 minutes a month to look at it on a monthly basis, a very small, they've got other things to do. They're busy running the business. So it's a very small investment of their time to really understand the basics of business finance.
Mr. Duryea, really great to have had you with us. Really some awesome advice for dealing with bankers. And that certainly can apply to just about anybody. And I really appreciate you making the effort to write the book, 60 Minutes CFO. And speaking of which, where can listeners find the book, pick up the book, and get further information on yourself as well?
They can go to the website, 60MinuteCFO.com. And my background is there. Information about the book is there. They can download the software on a complimentary basis. There are actually four excellent workbooks for them to download in addition to Business Mastery, which does all of the calculations of the ratios and helps them do the forecasting. And they can also email me if they want to get the industry averages for their particular business, and all the information on how to do that is there on the website, 60MinuteCFO.com.
Certainly sounds simple enough, and we'll include the link within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Again, Mr. Duryea, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I enjoyed it.
And I did as well, and thank you so much. We've been speaking with Mr. Dave Duryea, an author and financial advisor, and has been active in consulting the small business owners for over 40 years. He is the author of the 5-star rated Amazon bestseller, 60 Minute CFO, Bridging the Gap Between Business Owner, Banker, and CPA. And again, for further details, visit 60MinuteCFO.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.